Hello.
Hi, I'm speaking to Colin McElroy, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Nicola. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you discuss a previous case.
Yeah.
How are you, Nicola?
I'm alright. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Can you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Nicola, about your case?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Nicola, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay.
It's my role, Nicola, as part of the investigation team, is to go out and gather the evidence for you to substantiate your case. So that's not only likely to see the likes of social services and the education authority up in Scotland, it's also to get to know you a little bit better, Nicola, and try and understand, you know, the trauma that you faced as a child, how that had a lasting effect into your adult life. Whether that being, you know, stuff like in evidence, like being diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of issues with alcohol or substances. What I'll do, Nicola, is that me and my team will go out and write to GPs, NHS plus rehabilitation charities, gather as much evidence as we possibly can, to give, you know, Scottish Redress an overall picture of not only Nicola in care, but also because of what happened to her in care. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I have to take that into consideration, Nicola, when they're deliberating on our case.
No, I know that.
So, just trying to get you, obviously, the best resource. Have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of mental health issues?
Is it PTSD?
So that's complex PTSD?
Yeah.
PTSD. Have you had any issues with depression or anxiety, Nicola?
Yeah.
Okay. You've been diagnosed with depression or anxiety?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. What I'll do, Nicola, is I'll get your GP details off you in a sec. Have you had any issues with alcohol or any substance abuse?
Back in my early 20s, but it was me. I don't think it was.
Yeah, don't worry. That's fine. I think we all had it. I'm in my 20s, isn't it? Yeah, alcohol. Okay, my last question, Nicola, which is the toughest one. I am so sorry I have to ask you this. Yeah, I'm sorry, but have you ever tried to take your own life, Nicola?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry you thought that was your option. Did that suicide attempt end up in hospitalisation, Nicola?
No, none of my senses ended this way being in hospital, thankfully.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I believe my I have to ask that question as long as hospitalised, and I will be like if you're hospital gathering evidence. Does your doctor and your GP know about your, you know, your suicide attempt?
Yeah.
Okay. But GP knows. Okay, so what I'm going to do, Nicola, is I'm going to write to GP and request all your medical records.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to tell them why I'm writing to them and requesting your records. It's none of their business, you know, we're your lawyer. So I'll request all the information from, you know, your CPTSD, you know, your depression, your anxiety, because those things can link all that back to, you know, childhood and past trauma, should we say?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I take your GP surgery name, please?
It's the Jim Pill practice.
One second. The what, sorry?
Jim Pill practice, CAIRNPOUL and practice.
Sorry, I've got Cairn. Go on, please, it's okay.
CAIRNPOUL.
Practice, yeah?
Yeah, practice. and that's 9 Cairns Hill Drive.
Yeah, I've just had my off on my it's 9 Cairns Hill Drive, Glasgow.
Yeah.
Okay. Roughly how long have you been with that GP for, if I?
2018.
Hello, I'm speaking with John.
Okay. Thank you for answering that question. I know they're not easy, so let me be the last one. Thank you so much. Was you known as Nicola McIlroy in Cairns?
Not until it was Nicola Brennan.
Yes, okay, I've got
that. I changed my name legally. I don't even know now. Is it 2008? The default. But all my records should be Brennan. I don't even know if they exist. To be fair, I've asked my records and never got anything. So.
Yeah, 90% of my clients have asked for the records and we get them for them, that's fine. Obviously we have to wait for the law firm behind us, so...
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have the documentation from Dave Cole?
No, I will show that.
Okay. Well, let's see. They may ask for us. They might ask us for it as a proof of name change. But let's see. I'll request your information as in for Nicola Brennan. Possibly your IDs on
McIlroy.
That's fine. Well, it's fine for now. Let's figure it out. Okay. So what I'll do is when I write to the grad children's home, Nicola, what would you say would be the local authority for that? What would
that was Renfrewshire Council.
Renfrewshire.
Well, that was the local authority whose care I was under, but my social work was under East Renfrewshire. Very confusing.
Okay, I see what I'm going to do. I'm going to add Renfrewshire Council and then I'm going to add East Renfrewshire Council. No, that's it. I'm just going to get back up here because I need this. Okay, we're going to have Renfrewshire East Army as well. Roughly what they range, so are we still going 1991, are we on this one?
I'm just trying to think what the dates were. I think it was 93.
I
was put into care. I had social work. I've had social work all my life. And I left care. Well, I ran away and then got kind of continued it in 98.
Okay, so should we do these two, the Renfrewshire Council and the Renfrewshire East Council? Should we do that for, from 82 till you were 18? So 88, did you say, or?
I was 16 15 when I ran away.
82, so that would give us, 10 years is 92. It was 1998, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me do this one. So that one is 1982. So 1998. Okay. Okay, so when I get your information back from your time in care, Nicola, do you want me to share all that information with you?
Yeah, please.
Do you ask for it?
no problem.
Okay, so when I get the information back from your time and care, Nicola, we will have to go through it. We'll obviously fill the copies and everything, but we'll have to go through it with you with a fine tooth comb. If you'd rather go through it with a female colleague of mine, that's not a problem at all. I'd be myself or one of my female colleagues, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Excuse me. So what we'll do is we'll go through all your information. We'll make sure that you're happy with all the evidence that we've collected. We'll go through all of your statements. Make sure that your statements have everything in there that you want to be in there. It may not be an easy call, but Nicholas, so we can do that in 1, 10, 20 calls, whatever it takes to get you through that. Obviously we do this at your pace. So we'll do that together, you and one of my colleagues. And then what we'll do is we'll pin your medical records with the evidence of the CPTSD, the anxiety, the depression, and we'll do what's called our final submission, Nicola, to Scottish Food Desk. So that's when we submit all of our evidence. So from there, Nicola, we then await what's called a panel date, where a panel of individuals inside the Scottish Food Desk will judge our case. It's a behind closed door panel, Nicola, so there's no need for us to attend, not like any children's panels we may be involved in. And then hopefully from there, Nicola, we'll get you the recognition of any wrongdoing in form of an apology, and hopefully an offer of financial compensation, hopefully.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry,
I was just busy expecting this from Wendy Wagon. I wanted to go to step up for that.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm so sorry. Just so you know, Nicola, this isn't going to be a quick turnaround. Get information back from these local authorities.
Yeah,
no. Anywhere up to 10 months. I will get your medical records back within 6 to 8 weeks, but your care records is going to take me a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, Nicola?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Nicola, I have to go back one step with you. Just to make sure you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you. And if you're happy for me to continue, then obviously I will. I do have to run you through that, these options on a recorded call for our compliance team. So I apologise if one of our
compliance
team has said it before. So just to let you know, Nicola, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help or the use of a law firm to do so. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to, gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case. But that is an option for you. Option two, Nicola, is there are other law firms in England and Scotland that will help you apply for the Scottish Redress, but won't charge you any fees. The reason that they don't charge clients fees is that they get paid, or those law firms get paid, directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client then loses or draws that case. Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't legally discuss, what those law firms would do for you. But probably more importantly, Nicola, what they won't or don't do for you. All I can tell you, Nicola, is that we are MMA Legal. We don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't accept handouts from the Scottish Government. And we definitely and certainly don't want to be owing anything to them either.
Yeah.
What we do, Nicola, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. But what that means, Nicola, is if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process. Our fate aside, Nicola, that's what I'm trying to say. You don't get paid. unless you get paid. Just to let you know, Nicola, our fees are capped at 16% plus VAT. What that means is no matter how much work, time and effort goes into your case, Nicola, you'll never pay us more than 16% plus VAT, which will net you out in fees at 19.2%. So if you have in your head under 20%, Nicola, you're fine. on a no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract, because you're deemed as a vulnerable client, in the eyes of the law, because obviously, you started your life off through care, then obviously, mental health issues,
We will never, ever put you under any sort of pressure if we're unsuccessful with this case.
Okay.
But that, we will never come looking for our fees from you, Nicola, if we're unsuccessful. It's a genuine no-win, no-fee, and our insurance policy will cover our fees if we're unsuccessful getting you any sort of compensation.
Okay.
Is that okay, Nicola?
Yeah, that's okay.
Perfect. Do you understand those three options I've just given you?
Yes.
Are you still happy for me to continue with your fee?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you very much. You signed a fee agreement, or your no-win, no-fee agreement with Nicola on the 9th of April. You have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from that date, which runs out on the 23rd of April. Cooling-off period, Nicola, is obviously you can just change your mind, rip up the agreement, it doesn't walk away, and the only issue is that we won't start your working on your case until after the 23rd.
Okay.
Alternatively, Nicola, you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling-off period if you're happy with our fees, happy with us as a law firm.
Yeah.
Happy for us just to get cracking. You have the right to wait for 14 days to enough.
I'm happy for you just to get going.
You're happy to wait for 14 days first. You have my number now, Nicola. My name is Michael. This is the number for me and my team, the investigation team. If you save the number, MMA Legal or Michael, whichever way it's where you want. If you ever need us for anything, give us a call. You're not going to be speaking to the customer care team anymore unless any, we need any IDs or anything. But if you need to have a chat with us about your case, we're going to be running your case from now on. So give us a ring, we work for you.
Okay.
But alternatively, Nicola, I'll write to you within the next 2 to 3 weeks with all of our contact details. And I'll handle our process and I'll touch base with you every 4 to 5 weeks either by email or phone call just to let you know how I'm getting on.
Okay.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, Nicola?
No.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much, Nicola. Thank you for being so brave and speaking to me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nicola.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.